I walked out of the store today and got in my car. As I began to pull out, I had to wait for a man in a wheelchair to pass by. As I watched him, I noticed that he was wearing what appeared to be old government-issued combat boots. He was, from my guess, in his late 60s, early 70s, and seemed to be stopping to take a break. He hadn't realized that I had started my car and was attempting to pull out, so when he saw me, he waved in an apologetic manner and rolled forward three more times and took another break. I moved my car back the inches I had previously gone, put it in park, turned off the engine, and got out. I walked up to him and introduced myself. I asked him if I could assist him with his shopping today, and he quite grumpily said that he was doing just fine and wasn't getting much anyways. Me, being as stubborn as I am, insisted and proceeded to push him and tell him a little about myself. He interrupted me and said that he only needed help to the door, to which I picked up where I left off before he interrupted me. And when I reached the doors, I continued to push him and talk. We reached the produce area, and I asked him to tell me about himself. He reluctantly looked at me and began telling me that he just recently lost his wife. I asked him if he was a veteran, to which he replied that he was, but with pain on his face. So I changed the subject and asked if he had made a shopping list. Once we had gotten the items he needed, I asked if he needed the essentials, milk, eggs, butter. He told me that he might not make it home without them going bad. So I questioned how he got to the store in the first place. He told me that he had wheeled himself from his house to the highway, which was quite a distance, and then hitchhiked with a trucker to the parking lot. So I called a taxi for him and grabbed the essentials plus a few other things and put them in the cart. By the time I placed a gallon of milk in his cart, he was crying. People were passing by us, looking sideways at him. I knelt down and asked him what was wrong, and he replied that I was doing far too much for an old man that I barely knew. I told him that where I'm from, and from the family I was raised in, we help one another no matter the task, and that I had never met a stranger. I also told him that he deserved everything I was doing for him because he had fought for my freedom and sacrificed so much. We made it to the checkout line, and I paid for his groceries against his request. When we got outside, we waited for the taxi together. He thanked me over and over again and appeared to me to have been in a much better mood than when I found him. When the taxi arrived, I helped him load his groceries and wheelchair into the taxi and asked the driver to take him home and help him into his house with his groceries. I thanked him for his service before closing the door. Tears formed again, and he thanked me one last time and said, "God bless you." That man was a hero. What use is it for a man to say that he has faith if he does nothing? If a brother or a sister is without clothing and in need of the day's food, and one of you says to them, "Go in peace, be warm and full of food," but you don't give them the things of which their bodies have need, what profit is there in this? Even so, faith without works is dead.